Okay. They are not full professors, so we're not going to wait 10 minutes. Okay. The Gemara, we're on Rosh Hashanah, Yud Dalet on the days, about 10 lines from the top. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. It says on the left-hand margin, this is a Tosefta that appears in three different Mesichtas. Tosefta in Sukkah, and in Adias, and in Yevamos. What is it Tosefta say? V'atani lo'olam halachi k'divi be'silo. We pass like be'silo. However, harotz alasa k'divi be'sham ha'isa k'divi be'silo lo'isa. It's a contradiction. M'nei yubay. How can you say halachi k'divi'silo? And then if you want, you can follow be'shamai. So Rashi quotes from a different Gemara. Where's the Rashi? Somewhere here there should be a Rashi. That these two lines are take contradictory. Halachi k'divi beis hillel is after the bas kol, and the next line harotz alasa k'divi beis shamayis k'divi beis hillel, that was before the bas kol. Before the bas kol, there was a machlo. There were many disputes between the beis shamayis and the beis hillel. So those who are talmidim of beis shamayis should follow beis shamayis. Those who are talmidim of beis hillel should follow beis hillel, even though beis hillel were in the majority. And the din is acherab lahatois, but that doesn't mean, let's say, Rav Moshe Feinstein once in a while had an unusual opinion. Everybody else disagreed with him. So he's not allowed to express his opinion. If a person is a chacham shehigir lo hayroa, he's entitled to his opinion. And those who are his tamidim have the right and the obligation to follow his opinion. You have a pasuk in Chumash, that's what it says. The Gemara in the end of the first parak in Yevamos has a big machlok. It goes on for around two blot Gemara. Whether osa b'shami k'divrei, or loy osa b'shami k'divrei. B'shami realized that they were outvoted, so the Amoraim had a machlokes whether b'shami allowed to follow their opinions or not. The Gemara said, yeah, the final maskan is yes, osa b'shami k'divrei. Even in a matter that according to b'shami, you have to do Yibam according to Basil. If you do Yibam, Tzara Serva. According to Basil, if you do Yibam, you'll be in violation of an Issa Chorus, and the children will be Mamzerim. So also Beshami Kedivrem. They would follow the Shita of their Rebbe. The Talmidim have the right and obligation to follow their Rebbe, even though the Rebbe is in the minority opinion. The halacha that you follow the right, that's if you have a Bezdin, and you have a split vote that didn't turn into the Imamanus at the end of Pasha. You have a split vote, then you say, Ahuram lahata. So you have a person who's neither a Talmud of Beshama nor a Talmud of Beisilo. He's a Balabas. He doesn't consider himself a Talmud of Beshama or a Beisilo. So then you say, Ahuram lahata. You should follow the majority opinion. But if a Chacham Shigir lo hayroa, Chacham has an opinion, he should follow his, if he's entitled to an opinion, Chacham Shigir lo hayroa. That's always a difficult decision that a person has, that Tam Chacham has to make. When is he considered Higir lo hayroa? We have svarim from every generation that the people wrote the Shadus of Chuvus, and they're a joke. The person thought that he's God's gift to the world and he's entitled to an opinion. He wasn't entitled at all. You have in the days of the Rishonim, they have Kisvayad that they keep on printing now, that are full of mistakes, that are absolutely wrong. Every line they wrote is incorrect. It's nothing new in our generation that you have people who are not entitled to an opinion, who express their opinion in public, and they print Shadus of Chuvus. It happened in the days of Balatosis also. So that's if a chacham is yigir lo hayroa, how does he know he's yigir lo hayroa? That's a very, very difficult decision to make. If one is a yigir lo hayroa, then he's entitled to an opinion. So he follows his own opinion. Let's say we have a klal halachik dibra mekel ba'ovel. Whenever there's a machloikis, even yochid legabi rabim, the rabim are machmir and the yochid is mekel. So the halacha says halachik dibra mekel ba'ovel. And the Ran on the reef in the end of the first parak in Kedushin explains why is that so. Even a Sofik Koldehu says, whenever you have a machlekes and the rabbim hold one way and the miut hold the other way, so it doesn't mean the miut is wrong. Sometimes the miut is wrong, okay. But sometimes miut is not wrong. It's, we say, Elo v'ele divya l'kim chayim. And it's considered a Sofik, but even though we pass on like the rabbim, we consider it what the Ran coins an expression. We consider it a Sofik Koldehu, that maybe the din is like the miut. So when it comes to Orla B'chutzlar, the Gemara says, in Chumash and Parshas Kedoshim, it says, Kisavoy al Horitz and Entitim Kol Eitz Michael. If you plant the tree in Eretz Yisrael, there's a din of Orla and Heter Evai. If you plant in Chutzlar, it's a simple reading of the Pasuk that there's no din of Orla. But then the Gemara says in the Mishnah, in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, Oil of Chutz Lord says halacha. What do you mean halacha? So the Gemara has a machlokes. What do you mean Hilchas Medina? Means it's a midirabbanan. Or it means no halacha l'moshe misina. So most of the Rishonim assume Oil of Chutz Lord says halacha l'moshe misina. So halacha l'moshe misina is a din deraisa. So how come the Mishnah, Gemara asks, how come the Mishnah says a Mishnah is Orla? The Sofik Orla B'chutz Loretz is Mutter, it's a Sofik Deraisa, should be Sofik Deraisa L'chumra. So the Gemara answers, Kach Nemra Halacha, that's the din, that's Sofik Orla B'chutz Loretz Mutter. That's a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos attacks the Rambam. The Rambam in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvos gives you the 14 guiding principles that determine that any given mitzvah belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Minyan HaMitzvos are not. The first klal the Rambam has is that you only include mitzvahs deraisa. Then in second klal, you only include dinim that are Torah shebichsav. You don't include drushes of Torah shebalpeh. Then the third klal, you only count mitzvahs that are noig l'doris. Something's only harosh, you don't include it. So the Rambam says you don't include, you know, the second klal of the Rambam, you don't include drushes of the Torah shebalpeh. So the Ramban has a whole attack against the Rambam there. Why does he say, what's wrong? What, the Torah shebalpeh is only midirabbanan? Torah shebalpeh is deraisa, so why can't you include it? So we explain the simple reason, the obvious reason why the Rambam holds you don't include rushes of Torah shebalpeh is because the Rambam Mishitasa disagrees with the Goinim and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis. He says the Beis Din in every generation has the right to come up with a new drasha based on the Midrash HaTorah Dreshes, and there never was a Masorah on it. They invent a new din based on drushas of Torah Shebalpeh, and that din will be a din deraisa. So if you say there are only 613 mitzvahs, every time a bezn in a later generation comes up with a new drusha of Torah Shebalpeh, so you have to take off another mitzvah because you can only have 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, no, the bezn in every generation can invent new mitzvahs deraisa based on the Midrash HaTorah Nedar Shebalpeh. There's even a machloikis in Achreinim. When the Bezin invents a new din based on the Torah Shebalpeh, do we say it's a Gloy Milson and Afreya that the din really applied since the days of Maimon HaSinai on, that the Bezin and Rav Moshe Feinstein discovered a din? It's a discovery or no? Or you say, no, it's an invention. The din is only Noig Mekana Lahaba. The Rosh writes in Chulin, Adaf Yudzayin, if the Bezin invents a new din with the Rabbanim, let's say Gvina Sakam, he gives a motion. The Bezin invents a new din gvina sakam. So from now on, whoever's going to cook gvina sakam in a pot, the pot will be treif. What about the gvina sakam that they cooked yesterday in the pot? Yesterday the gvina sakam was kosher, so you don't have to kosher the pot today. It's only the din rabbanim that they invented today. It's only noig mikana l'habo. You don't say it's a blowing Muslim by fear that since Maimon HaSinai gvina sakam is us. It's a din de rabbanim. They invented it today. So whatever gvina sakam was there yesterday is mutter. From now on, if you make Gemina Sakam, it'll be awesome. So based on that rush, that's the Chidor has a sefer, has many svarim. Chidor has over 80 svarim, I think. So one of the svarim he has on Megillah Asuras, it's called Simchas HaRegel. So he quotes a machlokes, whether Amayni v'lo Amaynis, Mayavi v'lo Mayavis, was that a halacha Moshe Mesinai, or was that a drasha from the Pesach? So some Rishonim say it was a drasha. But then he quotes a machlokes Sachrenim, whenever the Bezin comes up with a new drasha, in our generation, do you say, Sigloi Milsalem, I'm afraid this was always the din deraisa since Maimon HaSina? They say, no, the din deraisa is only noig mikan al haba. The Chazanish seems to hold like that, that the din deraisa is only noig mikan al haba. It's not that they discovered the din, they invented the din deraisa. Just like the din of the Rabbanah, they're inventing. So the din of deraisa also they invent. So again, so the Ramban has a whole attack on Shorasheni and the Sefer HaMitzvos. Ramban has a whole attack against the Rambam. Why he doesn't want to include dinam deraisa that are based on drushes of the Yud Gimel Midas into the minion of Taryag? Why not? They're all dinam deraisa. They're not derabbanan. The Rambam explains why. Because in every generation, the Bezdin can invent a new din without any masorah. Not like the Goyim held the Bezdin when the Yud Gimel Midas. You have to have a tradition on the din. So what do you need the Yud Gimel Midas for? It's just a way to check that you didn't make a mistake. To check that your masorah is correct. But the Rambam disagrees with that. He said, how can it be? So every machloikis in the Gemara is based on shikha. They had every single din of masorah, and they forgot. Every page in Shasta is a machloikis. It comes out, they forgot kol haTorah kula. There was a tradition and everything. They forgot it. So the Rambam says that's an embarrassment to the Jewish people to assume like the Goyim. So we usually assume like that, that all the dinim of the Torah Shebaal Peh were invented in the later generations. The Chachamim darshan the Psukim. And that's a shaila whether the dinim of Chal, was it a discovery? They discovered that this was always a din since Maimon HaSinai. Oh no, it's an invention. It's only Mikanel Abba. So when the Rabban has a whole long attack against the Rambam about the Yud Gimel Midas, that they're all deraisa and it should be included in the Taryag Mitzvah. So the Rambam has another attack. Why the Rambam says that Safek Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is Lekula. He says the Rambam certainly got it from this Gemara and Kiddushin that Safek Orla B'chutz La'aretz is Lehakel. The Gemara is talking to be Orla B'chutz La'aretz. If you hold Orla B'chutz La'aretz Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is a din deraisa. So din deraisa should be so the Gemara answers, Kach Nemra Halacha. So the Rambam seems to have understood, that's what the Ramban is reconstructing. The Rambam seems to have understood that it's a din in every Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Whenever there's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, Sveika L'Kula. Only Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra, if it's a Pasik, Sofik Deraisa a Pasik, or a Drasha from a Pasik. Midrash HaTorah and Drasha Spen. Whenever you have Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, any Sofik is L'Kula. Ramban says it's not the correct pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara just meant Safek Orla B'chutz La'aretz. Orla B'chutz La'aretz Kach Ne'emar Halacha. This Safek Orla, not every Safek Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That's the Ramban's attack against the Rambam. Where exactly is the Rambam that the Ramban is disagreeing? Where did the Rambam say that every Safek Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is Lekula? Nobody knows. So in the 1700s, the Sfardish Gedolim started writing encyclopedias. So you have you have the Yad Malachi, and you have the Chiduk, wrote a few encyclopedia of Halachas, encyclopedia of Agoda, encyclopedia of Kabbalah, all kinds of encyclopedias. So one of the several encyclopedias that the Sfardish Gedolim wrote is a sefer that's called Ara D'Rabbanan. The author's name is, I forgot, first name, the last name is Al-Ghazi. He was from the Al-Ghazi family. And he has a sefer called Ara D'Rabbanan. And he has alphabetically arranged every din where there's a shayla, where there's the raisa, the rabbanon. He'll tell you the different shittas. Let's say aleph asmachta asmachta lo kanya. He quotes the machlokes, but the din asmachta lo kanya is the raisa, the rabbanon. Every din shibura the raisa, lav the raisa on the shin. He'll quote the machlokes in the gemara where the shibura the raisa. Kriyashma the raisa, the rabbanon on the kuf. He'll call kriyashma. Every he has a whole sefer, and the footnotes on the bottom of the page are called afra diar. The sefer is called Ara D'Rabbana. Footnotes on the bottom called Afra D'Ar. So in his sefer, under Sofik D'Raisa, he raises the issue, where did the Rambam say this, that the Ramban is attacking? The Rambam is innocent. Where did he say that a Sofik Allah HaMashim sins l'kul? So he discovered where the Rambam is, that the Ramban is attacking. So Rambam in Hilchas Mikvos, that the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, that if a person was toivel in a mikvah, sofek yesh ba memso, sofek ein ba memso, so he's misofek, he say sofek deraisa v'chumer, as memso as a din deraisa. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah asks a kasha and gives a teretz. From the kasha and the teretz that he asks, and he answers, you can see that he holds like the Ramban accused him, that every sofek halacha l'moshe m'sinai l'kula. Because the Rambam asks, sort of implies a kasha, but memso is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Shiurim is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So why do you go l'chumre? Sofik yesh ma memso, sofik ein ma memso. You go l'chumre, but it's only halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You go l'kula. So the Rambam says there are two kinds of halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Sometimes you have like orla b'chutz lort. The whole thing is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai yesh me'ayin. Like we said the other day, it's halacha hamachadeshes. But over here, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the pasuk says you have to be tovel in a mikveh. Question is how much water do you need in a mikveh? So the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is defining its halacha hamefareshes. The halacha l'moshe is defining what's the definition of a mikveh. So the definition of mikveh is memso. So the Rambam says since it's a different kind of halacha l'moshe m'sinai, therefore you go l'chumre. But the Rambam is implying if it would have been a new din halacha l'moshe m'sinai, let's say nisach hamayim. We spoke the other day there are three opinions in the Tanoim. How do you know there's an institution of Nisach HaMayim? So one of the three shitas was that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The other two shitas were, no, it's based on psukim. So the let's say you would have a suffix whether you were yotze nisach hamayim or not. So the, if the Rambam would paskan like that opinion that nisach hamayim is halacha meshim sin, he would say you go to kula suffix the raisa lekula because it's suffix halacha meshim sin. It's not halacha meshim sin that's interpreting pshat in a pasuk. It's a new halacha hamachadesh. It's a new halacha meshim sin. So that's what the Ran on the Rif at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. When the Gemara says that the Safek Ola B'chutz starts, you go to Kula, even though it's Halacha Moshe Messina, it's Deraisa, and one should have argued the point and said Safek Deraisa L'chumra, we don't say that, we say Kach Nemer Halacha, that's Veka L'Hakel. So not only if it's a Safek Ashokel 50-50, even if it's a Safek Koldehu, any slight Safek Koldehu, and the Gemara says, even Yochid Keneged Rabim, the Gemara says, "Kamokam shatamotzi, Rabbi Machnir midiyochid meikel." Let's say there's an issue that's only the Rabbanan, and there's a machlokes hatanoim, what the din is, and most of the tanoim say lechumre, and there's a minority opinion that is lekula. So do you have a right to say sofik the Rabbanan lekula? No, you go baser right. That's not a sofik the Rabbanan lekula. Means if it's 50-50, but it's not 50-50. If 80% of the tanoim hold lechumre, 20% say lekula, say go bus arrive. So the Ran explains, but even though the din is like the Roy, but it's still, we consider it a Safek Koldehu. So whenever Safek Koldehu is enough to be Mekel, we would be Mekel. So one case is Orla B'chutzlartz. Safek Orla B'chutzlartz, even Yochid Keneged Rabim, we would go lekula. In Safek Avelus lekula, so the Ramban and the Torah Adam quotes a Tosfos in Erevin. We have that Tosfos in Erevin. The Tosfos quotes the Tshuvas HaGoyanim. The Goyanim are of the opinion that Avelus Yom Rishon is their right. So we spoke about it when we learned the Gemara before. The Mechaber Paskins like the Goyanim and the Rif and the Rambam, that Avelus Yom Rishon, the first day of Shiva, is their right. And there are more Paskins that all of Avelus is only the Rabbanim. So Tosfos in Erevin, I think it's Mem Zayin or so, when the Gemara gives all the Klolim. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, how you paskin. The Gemara has a whole dafkin mura there, Memvob, Memzayin. So the Tosfos is there on the top of Amar Aleph, quotes the Tshuvas HaGoyanim, that even if it's Avelus Yom Rishon, that's their Raisa, you still say Halachik Deva Mekel Ba'ovel. That you go Lekula by Avelus is not because Safik Derabana Lekula. Even if it would be a Din Der Raisa, it must be it's based on a Pasuk. Based on a Pasuk, that's Safik Avelus Lekula. So even if it's only a Safek Koldehu, even if it's Yochid B'makam Rabim, you still say Halacha Gdeva Mekel Ba'ovel, Halacha Gdeva Mekel Ba'erevin, the Gemara says you Mekel, Halacha Gdeva Mekel Ba'orla B'chutzlartz, you're always Mekel. So the Gemara says in Brochus on Daf Lamed Vav, what if there's a Machlekes B'Shamayim B'Shilo in Eretz Yisrael, something about Orla? And in Eretz Yisrael, we pass like the Basila, they were the majority. Would you say that in Chutz, let's say the Shamaya Mekel and Basila is Machmer? So let's say in Eretz Yisrael, we would pass like Basila, who are Machmer. Would you have the right to be Mekel and Chutz Lords based on Beis Shamay? Would you say, Halachik, they were Mekel Ba'oritz? Call a Mekel Ba'oritz, Halachik, Mosa B'chutz Lords. Because in Safik, all the B'chutz Lords, any Safik holder who is enough. And even if it's a yochid b'makam rabim, even on the exact same shaila, in Eretz Yisrael we paskan l'chumra, but in the chutz lords we should paskan l'kula. So the Gemara says no, b'shamay b'silol is different. B'shamay b'makam b'silol ain't a mishnah. What does that mean? That it means usually we have a klal elu v'elu dibre l'kim chayim. That's the Gemara in Eretz Yisrael. You give them a base that even though we know that we paskan like b'shamay. Even though we know that we paskan like the Basilo, but if a person is going to spend all day learning Shitas Beishamah, that's not considered Bitl Torah, because there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah to learn Beishamah's opinion, because their Shitas were also based on Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpem. We don't paskan like them, that's a different thing. But it's Dibre L'Kim Chaim. So the Mishkanes Yankiv has a Sefer on Brochus that's called Koheles Yankiv. The first half of the Sefer, he has Chidushim, a lot of Chidushim on Brachas, then he has on Seder Moed, on different Mesichtas, and then the second half of the Sefer, he has beautiful Tshuvas that were not included in the Sefer Mishnah Yankov, so he has them leftover Tshuvas, he has the, they're all beautiful, the Chidushim are beautiful, he has a little Agadata also, beautiful, And the tshuvas are very, very exceptionally valuable. So on the Gemara in the first perek in Brachas, the Gemara has a discussion. What's the question? If we don't pass like Beisham, what's the question whether Asik Debe Beishamai? So the Mishkan Asyakev explains as follows. We have this Gemara in Erevin, and after Gimelon base, that whenever this Machlek is Beisham and Mitzil, we say, Elo Yela Debe Lekim Chayim. The Shitas of Beishamai are a Heftu Shal Torah, and there's a Kima Mitzil Talmud Torah when you learn Beishamai Shita. Is that all it is? Is a Heftu Shal Torah? What about Halacha Lamaise? Do we ever say Halacha Lamaise? Even though the Beishamai, even though you have a Machlekes Hatanoim, and we pasken, we go Basaroiv, do we completely ignore the Shita Sayochid? Halacha Lamaise is just, there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah to see how he arrived at his opinion based on Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSbarim, but is it ever relevant Halacha Lamaise? So the Mishkan HaSyaika points out, yes, sometimes it is. Where is it relevant? So he says, let's say, or Lobachutz Lords. Whenever there's any suffix called the Huyamekel, so we say that's the Ran at the end of the Ran on the Rift, the end of the first Perek in Kedushin. If there's a Machlekes Yochid Berabim, the Shitas HaYochid is considered a suffix called the suffix called is enough to be Mekel in Avelis. It's enough to be Mekel, even Avelis Deraisa. It's enough to be Mekel or Lobachutz Lords, even though Lobachutz Lords is also Deraisa. It's Allah Mashim Sinai. Any suffix called the Hu is enough. So whether it's a suffix called the Hu in Mitzias, let's say I go to a pardes owned by a non-Jew. I want to buy 5 pounds of apples. It could be the apples, and every tree in his pardes has a label that says when the tree was planted. If I'll follow him and I'll walk into the pardes, I'll see whether the tree was planted in the last 3 years or not. Is it orla? Is it not orla? So the Mishnah says, not mechuyif to go follow him. I say, give me 5 pounds of apples, whatever you give me is fine. If he tells me, if I'm standing next to him and I say that he took it from the tree that says we just planted 2 years ago, that this is the Shana HaShlishis, but then it's also Bachila, or Lebuchus Lars is also. But I'm not Mechuyiv even to check. Usually, a Sofik Shev Shalavar Bekal is not considered a Sofik to be Mekal on it. But over here, by Sofik Orla, we're Mekal, even though it's only a Sofik Aldu, the Sofik Shev Shalavar Bekal. Whenever you have a Machloikis, so you have a right to go Lekula. So the Gemara says this applies, this klal that and therefore it's considered a sofik olduhu, it applies to any other machlekes hatanoim or even machlekes amaroim. Tosis in the beginning of Ksubas quotes the Bahag that halachi devameka ba'ovel only applies to a machlekes hatanoim and does not apply to a machlekes amaroim. So the poskim say we don't accept that Bahag. Well, what's the logic? Why should it make a difference? But it's a machlekes hatanai, machlekes amaroim. So the pashtus is the bahag is not wrong. Pashtus is the bahag probably means the following. The only time you say that it's a sofik koldahu, when you have a machlekes, if you have a machlekes and halacha, how do you read the chumash? So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Ritva there on Erev and Dafyad Gimel on the base, explains this. How can you say, Eilu v'eilu divrei kimchaim, either the din is like this or din is like that? He explains that it probably means something to the following effect. When Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him all the Taryag Mitzvahs. So Moshe Rabbeinu, let's say they're learning Hilchas Tzitzis today. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks, what's the din in this case? So Rabbeinu Shlomo says the Tzitzis is Pasul. What's the din in that case? The Tzitzis is Kosher. What's the din in the third case? So Rabbeinu Shlomo tells Moshe Rabbeinu, that case is a gray area of Halacha. It has elements of Psul and elements of Hechsher. Or it has elements of Isa, elements of Heter. Or has elements of chiyav, elements of ptur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I leave it up to the discretion of the Chachmei HaTorah, Shebechol Dor V'Dor, to be machriya, whether in there, according to their perspective, whether the elements of visa outweigh the elements of heter, or the elements of psul outweigh the elements of hechsher. So the Ritva says, you can have different people have different perspectives. Everybody. Sometimes people have different perspectives because some people have 20/20 vision. The other people can't see well. They have blind. They can only see with one eye, so they don't have a good perspective. We're talking, everybody's wearing glasses, or nobody needs any glasses. Everybody has 20/20 vision. Everybody, well, one person is looking from that corner, one person looking from the other corner. So if you look from a different viewpoint, you get a different perspective. So you get the impression that this is more important than that. You look from the other perspective, that's more important than that. So that's what it means. Each one from his perspective is being machria, whether he thinks the elements of Isa outweigh the elements of Heter, the elements of Heter outweigh the elements of Isa. That's what it means. That's the Ritva. This is not the way the Sefer Achinuch doesn't learn like that. Sefer Achinuch says that you say Elu Elu Dibri V'Kim Chayim in the Machlokes B'Sham and B'Sil. What it means is the following: Aliba Dem is the Gemara says B'Shamay were Mechadad Itvei. B'Shamay were sharper, so they were probably more correct. But if you're going to say in every case, whoever is the smartest, whoever is the greater in learning, the din is like him. So then everyone's going to hold that I know how to learn better than him. So everyone is going to say the din is like me. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't want that it should be Nasis Torah K'Shtei Torah. So he said we should follow the majority. We should ignore the fact that Mechadad Itvei. So the Sefer Achinuch said that's what it means. Eilu v'eilu divim kim chayim. Aliba de emes, the Bishama is really right. But under the circumstances that not everybody's going to be a genius, that's why the Bishama was in the minority. Because the geniuses are always in the minority. The plain people are the majority of people, are not super geniuses. So the Bishamai were really right. That's why there's a passage in the Zohar, the Gemara, I don't think it ever said the Zohar has such a line, that the lost love of the din will be like the Bishamai. But the Gemara never says like that. So that's what the Zohar, so that's what the Sefer Achinuch says. Eilu v'eilu divim kim chayim means, under the circumstances, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to follow the Beis Hillel, even though they're probably wrong, because the Bishamai HaMechadad Itvei, in order that we should be able to function. Because you're going to say every time whoever is Mechadad Itvei, whoever is the bigger learner, the din is like him, so then it's going to cause a lot of friction. Maybe each one is going to hold, I'm sharper than him. That's what the Sefer Achinuch writes. And many used to assume like that for many years. But I think in recent years, more people assume like the Ritva. That Eilu V'eilu Divri Kim Chayim means that it really is. The Rebbeinu Shlomo said to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai, it's a gray area of halacha, elements of Isa, elements of Heta. So that's what the Rashi and Tosfos write in Ksubas, that you can say Eilu V'eilu Divri Kim Chayim when you have a machlokes and mitzias. Or let's say there's a machlokes amoraim. How do you read the Mishnah? Did Rameir say this or did he say that? What's the Pirush Amilas? The Machlokes, what the Girsa is. Either the Girsa is A or B. Either the Tana said one way or the other. He didn't say both. So whenever you can't say Eilu V'eilu Divri Kim Chayim, you can only say Eilu V'eilu if there's a Machlokes in Halacha. The Machlokes and Metzius, one is right and one is wrong. So if there's a Machlokes Amaroyim, what did the Tanaim mean? Sometimes you have machlokes habay v'rav, whether Yerushalayim midas have a Yerushanat, or lechem shem mechitza, or lechem shem hakerev, machlokes anudin. But sometimes you have a machlokes hamarayim, what's pshat in the Mishnah? If it's, that's where Rashi and Tosfos are writing Ksubas, if it's machlokes hamarayim, ali b'dechad bandama, what did the Tana mean? What did the earlier Amora, what did the Tana mean? So one is right, one is wrong. The one who said wrong is wrong. You can't say elu v'elu. Tana didn't say both. And a din d'araisa, you can say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a gray area of halacha, as elements of Isa, elements of Et. I leave it up to the discretion, the hachrov, the chachmei HaTorah, shebechol d'avador. But if it's a machlokes hamoraim, what did the Tana mean? So you can't say Eilu V'eilu, you can't say Eilu V'eilu. So then, if you can't say Eilu V'eilu, then that's what the Mishkan is Yankiv writes there on Brachas, on Daf Yud Beis. Then you can't say halacha debra mekel ba'ovel. You can't say halacha debra mekel ba'erev. Halacha debra mekel ba'orla b'chutzlords. The only reason why you say halacha debra mekel, the Mishnah Siyankiv writes in a sefer on brachas, Kohelas Yankiv says, because elu v'elu, because everything is based on midrash ha'Torah and drashas b'em, and so it's considered like the Ran coined an expression, sofik kol dehu. So sofik kol dehu, so there's a bit of a tzad lo'akel. So any Sufik Kaldu, you have a right to go Lakula. So take, for example, let's say Moshe Feinstein has an opinion, let's say he's Machmer on something in Hilchas Avelus, and everybody disagrees with him. So you say, Moshe is not allowed to express his opinion, because Allah Kutteva Mekal Ba'ovel, what do you mean? If he's a Chacham Shehigil or Hiro, he's entitled to his opinion, and his Talmidim have to follow his Shita L'Hachmer. if someone is not a Talmud of Rav Moshe, not a Talmud of the others, and you see a machlokes, you see the Rabbim hold lekula, and Rav Moshe holds lechumra or whatever. So then in Avelus, you always go lekula. In Avelus, you always go lekula. But if Rav Moshe Feinstein, you can't tell him you have no right to pask in lechumra because he knows that there's a machlokes, and others hold lehakel. He holds that they're wrong. He's entitled to his opinion. He's a chachma shegiya lo ayroa. His Talmidim have to follow him. That's the klal and the gemara. The Talmidim have to follow the opinion of the Rebbe Muvik. Yeah, where does this come from? The Chazon Ish has a beautiful essay on this in Chelek Yerideya. All the simonim on the order of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, in the third Chelek. This is simon about Aruah Sitzelehet, about Paskin and Shabbos. Near the din of the Kibbut Aviyim and Kavat Talmid HaChamim, so there's a simon about how the Chachamim Paskin Shabbos. So he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuflam and Amarav, the first Daf and Rav Lezer the Mila. Rav Lezer hold not only a Mila, this man is Derech Shabbos, even Machshire Mila, a Derech Shabbos. You can even break off branches from a tree on Shabbos if there's a Mila Bismana to make a fire, to melt metal, to manufacture a knife, to use the knife to do the Bris Mila. So we paskin that Yechayiv Misa if you do that, Yechayiv Kores. Because only the actual mila itself is the chashav, is the preparations and events. Manufacturing the knife or carrying the knife in the street to where the baby is, that's called machshire mila. Machshire mila is not the chashav. So Gemara says Rav Lezer's opinion was outvoted, but ben mekom l'sher Rav Lezer in his city, where he was the Mar d'Asra, even years after he passed away, that was the practice. They followed the psokim of their Mar d'Asra, even though it was outvoted by all the other Tanoim. That's the halacha. Then Bar Asra has the status of Rabbi Muvak even after he dies, if you follow everything that he says. If you're going to shop around, that's what the Gemara says on Ardaf, on Yudala and Amabe. So is it Kekula Besham and Kekula Besilul? Is a Russia? He's not following anyone. If a person is a Chacham Shehigil or is entitled to his own opinion, he doesn't have to follow someone else. But that's often very hard to determine that one is really, many people have made a mistake. They thought they were Yigir Lohiro, and they were not. But if a person has a Talmud of a Rebbe, and the Rebbe is recognized as one as Yigir Lohiro, so then he's Mukhif to follow all the Psochim of his Rebbe. Even though the Rebbe passed away, he's a Talmud of a Chochim. So yes, that's his Rebbe Muvak. The Gemara says the same, the Mekomash Rabbi Yisrael Glili, there was a Machlokes whether chicken and milk constitutes Basam B'cholov. So there were three opinions. So there was an opinion that it's basa b'cholav deraisa, and in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that chicken and milk is basa b'cholav derabanan. Rabbi Yosef clearly held it doesn't even make sense to say that it's basa b'cholav derabanan, because how can you confuse chicken with meat? They're two different things. The Gemara says even though Rabbi Yosef clearly was outvoted, the only thing that's an issue whether basa b'cholav on chicken is deraisa derabanan. So then the Shach and Yerideh quote somewhere of the opinion that is deraisa, and we don't accept such a tesis, and we don't accept that tesis. We assume that Basa B'chol is only the Rabbanan on chicken. Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion was totally rejected. So Gemara says, Dabba B'chomash Rabbi Yosef Glili in his community, even years after he passed away, he was the Morda Asra has the status of Rabbi Muvak. So all the people in that community have the right and have the obligation to follow the psalm of their rabbi, Ben Lohakul Ben Lohachmi. You can't say, but he was outvoted and the rabbi don't hold from him. But I'm a Talmud of this Rav, so I follow my Rebbe Muvak. Where did they get this idea from? That's what the Chazon Ish says. Where is the Mokem and Chumash that everyone is obligated to follow Rabbi Muvak? So I suggest that maybe it's based on the Pasuk that says, Ki palim imcha dovel ha-mishpat. If you don't know what the din is, you have to go ask the Bez Nagol, and whatever they paskin is binding on everybody. So why is the Pesachim, why are the Pesachim of the Bez Nagol binding on everybody? So the Pashtus is like Tesis, right? There's a Tesis in Brochus that's quoted Laloch and Yerideya. The Gemara says that Shmuel Hanavi, when his mother Chana brought him to the Mishkan Shiloh, so he saw that they were makbet to have a Kohen do the Shechita. And Shmuel said to Eli, it's a mistake. Shechita k'sher bizar. So Eli said, the kid is right. He's a sharp kid, but he's too sharp. So she pleaded with him, I didn't have children for so many years, and now I finally had a baby. Now you're going to cause the baby to die. Have rachmanis. So he was mechalim. So he didn't. He wasn't punished with the misa b'dei shamayim. So Tosfos says on that Gemara, how was Eli the Rebbe of Shmuel? He never met him before in his life. The first time he was 2 years old. The Gemara says, and the mother, the pasuk says, and the mother brought him to Mishkan Shiloh, and he disagreed halach lemaisa with Eli. How was he his Rebbe? So Tosfos says, even if you never met them, the Gedolei Hador have the status of Rabbi Muvak, even though you never learned by them, because we assume that they will have an influence on all the people in their generation. So that's quoted Laloch and Yeridei, that Tosfos and Brachas, that whoever is from the Gedolei Hador has the status of Rabbi Muvak. So the Pashtus is that the Bez Nagoru was not a political institution, was not a political organization, that the president is going to appoint whom he wants. And each president, like the Supreme Court, each president appoints whoever he wants to shift the psak. They pick the Gedolei Hador. So the Gedolei Hador have the status of Rabbi Muvak of all of the people in their generation. So that's why the psokim of the Bez Nagodol are binding on everybody in that generation. That's the basis of this principle. So that's on a grand scale. Bez Nagodol has a din of Rabbi Muvak of all the people in the generation. And if the Bez Nagodol has the machlokes, so then you go basarai. The Gemara says, let's say I have a person has one Rebbe Muvak, so he follows everything that the Rebbe says. What if he has 10 Rabbanim and he looks up to all 10 as Rabbi Muvak? So he has to, and they have a machloika, so you follow the Rebbe. That's the Gemara in the first Perek and Avodah Zarah, you follow the Rebbe. So that pasuk, the parsha of the institution of Zaka Mamre, seems to be the basis, the makor of this din, that the Hazanish shows from that Gemara and Shabbos, Kuflamid, that the Mekom Shabbos Yosef Lili, they followed his psalkim. The Mekom Mishal Reb Lezer, they follow Reb Lezer Psokim, that he Mechal Shabbos even on Achshirei Mila.
Isn't there a Gemara with a Tana that told the son, as long as I'm alive, you do what I say. Once I'm passed away, then you have to do like the Rabbim.
Right, right. Right about Sfichim, yeah, yeah. About the Dama Yorik, right. Kavya Ben Mahalal told the son, Gemara in Psokim, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So how does that stem with this?
Yeah, because the Talmud, the son, wasn't really a Talmud only of his father. That's a, you have to know pshat, and that's a problematic Gemara. It's time you got to know pshat. Why does the din change after the father dies? Okay. You have to know pshat and not Gemara. That is a complicated Gemara. So here again, we say, Elu Elu Divul Kim Chaim. Not only does it mean you fulfill a mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you learn B'Shamay Shittas, it's more than that. It's even halach lemaisa. The run on the reef in the end of the first prayer conclusion says, when you have a machloikus yochid v'rabim, we consider the shittas yochid as a sofik holdu, and in hilchas adelus and in hilchas arba b'chutz la'aretz and hilchas erev, then a sofik holdu was enough to be mekom. So now the Gemara says in brachas aflam vav, that's only when you have a machloikus other chachamim. What if you have a machloikus b'sham and b'sil and the din is like b'sila? So then the Gemara says b'sham b'marach b'sila ain't a mishnah. You don't have the right. In one case, the Gemara has that b'sham is mekel, and we paskin orla and eretz, we paskin like b'sila lahachmir. But maybe in chutz la'aretz we should have the right to be mekel like the b'shamayim. The Gemara says no, b'sham b'marach b'sila ain't a mishnah. Even though the original memra of Elul Yeda Divul Kim Chaim was formulated in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel, but it applies to Beis Shammai less than to any other machlek. Any other machlek is Tanaim and Poskim, it applies even more. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel applies less. Why? So that's a question. Why can't you be Lion Beis Shammai Shita in Hilchas Avelos and Hilchas Al B'chutzlas? So Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuvas gives the following explanation. I was told that this was happened more than once. I never saw it, but Rabbi Alpert told us over that Rav Moshe Feinstein was a sweetie pie. When he would be invited to a wedding, he would always come. He knew how much it meant to the people that you misamech them. Would always come on time. He'd always try to come on time. So Rav Moshe would often. Moshe lived in New York. So he'd come on time, and he would fill out the ksuba. They would have a printed ksuba, he would fill it out. And sometimes a blade of silver would fly in from Cincinnati, and he would see that Rav Moshe filled out a printed ksuba, so he would rip it up in public, demonstratively, and he would say, we have to write the whole ksuba by hand. Because there's a Mishnah Gittin where there's a din, a get has to be written lishma. Shtari mama don't have to be written lishma. So in a get, you can't have a printed text at the get and just fill in the names. Everything has to be written lishma. But in the shtari mama, let's say a ksuba, a shtar mechiras chametz, or a tenoim. So it's a shtar mama. So you can have a printed text that doesn't have to have tiva lishma. And you fill in the names and the date and the amount of money and shot, no problem. So the Mishnah in Gittin quotes a sheet of Reb Yehuda. The Tanna Reb Yehuda is of the opinion that in Shtori Mamad there's a Chumra mid the Rabbanim. Just like in a get, you need Lishma and Atarah. So Reb Yehuda holds even a Shtori Mamad mid the Rabbanim, you need Lishma. So Rabbi Silver, Ablaze Silver, would be Machmer, rip up Rabbi Moshe's Ksuva. And Rabbi Alpid said, Rabbi Moshe wouldn't bat an eyelash. He would just sit there and he wouldn't say boo. But Rabbi Moshe had the last word, because Rabbi Moshe printed tshuvas. So Rabbi Moshe in the middle of a tshuva that has nothing to do with the ripping up the tshuvas, but in the middle of the tshuva writes, would it make any sense for somebody to be machma like Rabbi Yehuda to write a tshuva lishma? He says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And he was outvoted. So he says, whenever there were omdu l'minyam, whenever the rov and the miut sat together, and the miut was outvoted, then you don't say that it's considered a suffix called outvoted is outvoted. If the Ksois and the Nesivas lived in two different countries, lived in two different cities, Rabbi Kabeger and the Nesivas lived in two different cities, so they had different opinions. So then you say Elavi Eladivu Kimchaim, that is considered a suffix called. But if they were Omdu Laminyan, if they were together in the same Beis Medrash, so he says Bisham and Bisila, the Gemara says they were together in the same Beis Medrash. These learn together, and if the Bishamer were outvoted, then you only say Elu v'Elu, that constitutes a mitzvah tam Torah to learn their shitas. It's a chevtos Torah, but it's not considered a suffix called. So Moshe assumes that the same is true regarding Rabbi Yehuda. He says Rabbi Yehuda was outvoted about writing a ksuba l'shma, all story mom have ksuba l'shma. So since he was together with the others, they were outvoted. So there you don't say. For this purpose, let's take there's another, the Mishkan Sanhedrin has other areas of halacha where it's relevant to say, even the psak halacha. Take, for example, the Gemara says in the beginning of Nidah, the Gemara has in En Shabbos, a few mesichtas you had, the b'shas hatchak, whenever there's a machlokes yochid ve'rabim, so we pass them like the rabbin, whether it's a din derais, a din derabban. We don't say sofer derabban lekula because there's a minority opinion. Yochid v'rab malachi kerabbin. But what if it's a big shas hatchak, a big hefsid meruba? So then the Gemara says kedai haraplein at least mochala b'shas hatchak. Then you're allowed to pass them like the miut. So most of the postim say that's only on a din derabban. Some wrote it's even a din derais. So the later postim said we don't hold like that. A din derais. Safi l'raisa l'chumra. What do you mean? If it's a din derabbanon, and you would have said if it would have been 50-50, machza machza, you would have said safi l'rabbanon l'kula, but it's not 50-50, it's only minority opinion. So then you say, if it's a big shas atchak, you could die her plan of this mochala b'shas atchak, we stretch it a little bit, and we consider it as if it were a safi l'rabbanon l'kula, even though it's not 50-50, we stretch it. But that's only if you can start off by saying, if it's a din the rabbanah to begin with, and if it would have been 50-50, would have had the right to go the kula. So then you say, even though it's not 50-50, nowhere near 50-50, if it's a shas atchak, then you could be nekon. So again, it will be a machlekes bisham ebisila where they were omdu leminyan. So then we wouldn't say kedai raplan lismuchal b'shas atchak. What another area of halacha you have, the Mishkan and Sanhedrin goes another area. In Choshen Mishpat, they have a concept. Let's say there's a din Torah, and there's a machlokes poskim, what the din is. And Rav HaPoskim say that I have to pay you the money. And the Bezin says, I have to pay the poskim according to the Rav HaPoskim. And I say, but I'm muchzak on the money, and kim li kishita sayachid. I hold, what do you mean I hold? Who am I? I'm not entitled to an opinion. Kim li kishita, I hold. Means a muchzok, so you can't be moitzi mamon from a muchzok like there's a din and holchem l'mamon acha haroyv. You can't be moitzi mamon based on a roiv, but the bezin paskin based on the roiv that I have to pay the money. So then I do have to pay. But if I know that there's a sheet that holds that I'm potter, I can say kim li kishitas hamiut. I can say kim l'kishita. So that's only if it's a case where you can apply the klal of ve'lo v'yelo divel kim chaim. The first klal that it constitutes a mitzvah talmud Torah divel kim chaim, you're learning Torah. That even applies if there were omdil l'minyan. That's even by Bisham and Bisil. The original memo was on Bisham and Bisil. But the second half, ve'lo v'yelo, that is the gil of psak halacha, that I consider it a sofik olderu. So that's that would not apply. That would not apply whenever it's whenever there were omdil l'minyan, because then the shita sayachim was outroded.
Can a person say kimli even lachatchila, like it's not called as even b'sariv against the psak?
Yeah, they have a lot of klolim in kimli. It's a lot of klolim. So one of the klolim is the following. If it's the shita yechidah, and gansan the shita yechidah, there's a me'iri, someone holds a funny shita. So then you can't say kimli. You have to have at least two poskim hold like that. So that's what we discussed. With respect to the Gemara Roshan, I forgot already. There's a Beishmul and Ebenezer, maybe Simon Ayin, where he says, Abal Yerush Esishta only applies B'muchzak, not B'ra'uy. And there's a Machlaik, the Rim Megash and everybody else, what's the definition of Muchzak and Roy? So the Rim Megash Shita is not shared by anybody else, so we don't pass on like him. So the Magen Mishnah thinks that the Rama maybe agrees with the Rim Megash. So Beishmul writes, the Rama was so taken by the Rim Megash as a young child. The Rambam's father brought him to the Rima Gash and he gave him a bracha. And he attributed his success in learning to the bracha that the Rima Gash gave him. So he says, the Beishmol writes in Ebenezer, the Rambam is so impressed by the Rima Gash, he says, Sichlo has a lashon, Sichlo mavis b'chol ha'talmud. He was a super genius. He was mavel al harayin. He was such a genius. So the Rambam was so taken by the Rima Gash. So the Beishmol says, you can't consider that as two shitas. You can't consider the Rambam didn't develop an independent sheet, even if the Rama was like the Rimagash, like the Magen Mishnah claims, but he didn't think it out on his own. He said, the Rimagash said it, so he swallowed it. Whatever he says, he's going to swallow. He said, that doesn't count as two sheetas. You have to have two independent Rishon and say like that on their own. Even though the Rama's a major Rishon, the Rimagash is a major Rishon, he says it only counts as a Shita Yechidah. So Shita Yechidah, you can't say kimli. You wouldn't say this second aspect of el v'ele divel kim chaim wouldn't apply if it's a shita yechidah. It has to be a minority opinion, and not a minority, a miyuta, should be miyuta, then it doesn't apply. You have klolim when you apply kimli and when you don't apply kimli. So again, let's get back again. So the Gemara quoted this brisa, halachik de Rebbe Shammai, that was after the Baskol. The Baskol came out and said, halachik de Rebbe Sil. The Baskel said, I'll look at the Rebbe Sil. So that's after the Baskel, he passed like that. But before the Baskel, then it didn't used to be. You have the right to choose. Are you a Talmud of Beis Shammai? Then you mechuyif to follow Beis Shammai. If you're a Talmud of Beis Sil, you mechuyif to follow Beis Sil. If you're neither a Talmud of Beis Shammai nor a Talmud of Beis Sil, then you're supposed to follow the majority. So the majority was Beis Sil. The Gemara says, and the Minchas Chinam points out, the Gemara in Yevamos at the end of the first paragraph says, in addition to all of the other disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, there was another machlokes. What's the din of Achram Lahatis if the miut is Mechadid Itvei? So Beis Shammai, we have the opinion that whenever this machlokes arrive in a miut, and the miut is Mechadid Itvei, then the din of Achram Lahatas doesn't apply. It passes like the Mechadid Dikvei. And the Sila held no, that even in a case where the Roy, where the Miut is Mechadid Dikvei, they're the sharper ones, but the din still is that Achram Lahatas. So this is a question, it could be that the Pshat and the Gemara Harotza Lassik Kedivei Bishamai means if you're a Talmud of Bishamai, or it could even mean if you're a balabas in the street, if you're a balabas, and you know there's machlokes of Bishamai Sil, so I would have thought you have to follow the rabbin. But Bishamai hold that they're mechadid itvei, and they hold the din of Achram Lahatas doesn't apply when it's mechadid itvei. So even the balabas maybe has the right to follow Bishamai. It's a question, before the baskel came out, and the din was, I wrote to Lasik, was that only for those who are talmidim of the Bishamai? Is they mechayif to follow Rabbi Muvak, or even if they're not Talmidim, even if they're Balabatim, because this was also under dispute. The Bishama held that you don't go Basurai, whenever the Niyut is Mechavid Itve, I don't know. But we live after the Baskel. So the Baskel said the dinner is like Nisilo. Yeah. Taisus and other Mesichtas discusses how come in Perak HaZohar, the Gemara says, Rav Leizer ben Hurkins, Rav Leizer HaLadol had many disputes with the Chachamim, with the Bez Nagodol in his time, and he was outvoted. And then he said, how can you disagree with me? He said, and the trees were Yochichu. So all of nature was showing that the Rav Leizer was right. So Rav Yeshua said, because the Samaritans are not entitled to an opinion, the trees are not entitled to an opinion, the river is not entitled to an opinion. So he said, let the heavens say. So the Paschal commanded for heaven and said, Allahik Rab Leizer v'chom, and we Paschal like Rab Leizer. So Rab Yeshua said, Eimash Gichem with Paschal, lo bashamayni. So Tosis is, Badab Dekash, how come over there we don't Paschal like Rab Leizer? Because we ignore the Paschal, because we assume lo bashamayni. And how come over here we do follow Beisilo? After the Baskel came out, then the first line in the Brisa says, Le'olam Alochik Edivri Beisil. After the Baskel, you do follow. So that's a major topic. That's a major discussion. So the Rambam holds that you never follow any Baskel, period. You never follow any Baskel, period. Tosis doesn't hold like that. Tosis says, Lo b'shamayim, it only means when the Baskel or the Novi contradicts the Kloli Hapsak. If the Kloli Apsaka Racharam Lahatos and the Baskel says Allah is like the Niyut, then you don't listen to the Baskel. But if the Baskel is taking a stand on an issue where we don't have a Hachroa, then Tosis says you would say Mashgich on the Baskel. So that's a major topic. How far do you go with this idea? Hey, Mashgich on the Baskel. But this is a very important Gemara. The Gemara says there's a mitzvah to ask a Shiloh of the Chachamim. As its Mishnah says, Birkevs. You shouldn't leave everything as a sofik and say sofik the rice and luchum sofik the rabban l'kula. You have to pick a rebbe and follow aseilach harav is talik men asofik. Some rishonim count it as a mitzvah. Which mitzvah? The kamta kipana mimcha davar amishvah kamta be'alisa. One of the tayyar mitzvahs, and a person does know the din, he should ask a shayla. So that's what the Gemara says. We know that on every issue there's a machloikas, so we know. On this issue, Rabbi Moshe's make. On that issue, Rabbi Soloveitch's make. On that issue, Rabbi Gifter was make. On that issue, Rabbi Hutter was make. So I'll always be make. I'll always have someone to follow. So Gemara says, no. You have to pick. You have to either you follow Bishamai, Bikuleim or Bichum Reim, or you follow Bishilo, Bikuleim or Bichum Reim. If you pick all the time, oh, he said, Kikula Bishamai, Kikula Bishilo is a Russia. Why is he a Russia? He's not asking a Shaila on anything. He's not if he's a Chochm Shigil or Ra. He's entitled to his own opinion. He's not Chochm Shigil, he's a Balabas. He just knows that there's a Kula, so he's not asking any Shailas then. And if he does Kechumre Bisham, Kechumre Bisivel, the Gemara says that's Aksil Bachosh Acholach. He's an idiot. The Gemara, Rashi quotes the Gemara. The Gemara explains that's only when the Chumas are attacked at his Sasri. It's not attacked at his Sasri, it's not. Well, the Gemara says, oh, but here, Hakar Bakiva, there were three versions. We didn't do the three, we did the first version. There were three versions of what was the story with Rabbi Akiva. So the first version was that there's a machlekes b'sham and b'sila. When is Rosh Hashanah le'ilonis? Echad b'shvat and tu b'shvat. So he holds he go by Esrik basa lekita to determine whether for Maisris, determine whether Maisris Sheni Maserani whether it belongs to the second year, third year, fourth year, is it Maisris Sheni Maserani? And the Lakita took place on Echad B'Shvat. So that's in between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. So it's a Sofik whether the din is like, so the Sofik is not a Sofik whether the din is like Bisila or like Bishamai. So he says, writes the last five words on the Omud, on Yudala and Beis, the Stamma Yodeh Hoya, the Aloha Gibbisil. You know the din is like Bisila. But it was Gemari's topic, he forgot the tradition. Which way did Bishamai say? Which way did he knows it? Din is like Bisilo. The Bisilo say Echad B'Shvat, and the Bisilo say Tu B'Shvat. So therefore, he had to go Chumra and both. So that's not called that Silba Chosha Cholach if you're not sure what the din is. We do a lot of times like that. We have this Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and the Machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid, and the Shulchan Aruch. They say you should go to Chumra. When you go to Chumra, it's Aksilba Chosha Cholach. you're machmer on this, you're machmer on that. Why? So the answer is because we don't know how to paskin. We don't know what the din is. Here, he knows the din is like Basil, but he doesn't know what Basil said. But Basil held two bishvat, ve'echad bishvat. And a lot of times we don't know what we don't know whether the din should be like Rashi or like Basis. So always we go the chumra in both directions a lot of times. So that's not a violation of Aksil b'chodesh ha'olach. It's like Rabbi Akiva. But Gemara is topically. He wasn't sure what the din is. So this is taka very important daf. It's a very important daf about the psak halacha. Yeah. Then we spoke yesterday a little bit about why a perishvi is patel from chumas and maizes. The first line, the Tosef quotes the Yerushalmi. That's the din peris. Peris the second year is Maiser Rish and Maiser Sheni. Peris the third year is Maiser Rish and Maiser Oni. And the seventh year is zero. There's nothing. The Peris that belong to the seventh year in Eretz, so there's no Hafrash at all. And Rashi doesn't agree. The long Rashi on Tezvot, but all of us said the Perishvi is a butter because of Hefker. What does it mean, Hefker? So they mentioned it a few times. Achlok is the Beis Yosef with the Mabit, where the Perishvi is Ashvis Tishmeteno and Atashto. The Yosef Kara holds it's a mitzvah on the farmer to be Mafker the Peris. And the Mabit tells, no, it's Avkaita the Malkans, Hefker automatically. So the Gemara has an interesting Kiddush on Tezvot and Aleph. The Gemara says, what if the Peris, the fellow was not Mafke the Peris? But the Halacha says he doesn't have to be Mafke the Peris. But the Balabatim don't care. And the Hamayinam are roaming around in his farm and they're pulling off whatever they don't please. So the Gemara says, if Yad Hakol Mimash Mishimbo, if the people are ripping off the trees anyway, then in the Mela becomes Hefker. It's like maybe he wasn't mafkirid, let's say, if you're all like Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Ashvis, the Shinten, and the Tashna means you have to be mafkirid. But then it's a din of Yush. If something is Abudim Mimanim Bikolodim, then it becomes Hefker. So something is only Abudim Mimanim Tzuyetzikolodim, so if he's Mishyash from it, so then also becomes Hefker, I'll be Pashta. So that's what Nigmar has such an idea here. Shnas Hashmita, the farmer, was not Mafke, because he knows the din. He's not believed to be Mafke. But Lamaise, people are roaming around there, and they're taking there. So that automatically becomes Hefke. That's like Yush. So that, the Gemara said, that automatically becomes Hefke. So it'll also be Potter from Chumas and Maises. Whatever is Hefke, whether you are Mafke, it became Hefke because of Yush, is also going to be Potter from Chumas and Maises. Again, that was the first version of the Maisa with Rabbi Akiva. Maisa Rabbi Akiva is a Tosefta. And the first version was because the Sfeik HaDina was in between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. The Esri Gigo Basa Lekita, the Gemara is going here, Esri Gigo Basa Lekita. All other Peris we learn aside from Esri Gigo Basa Chanot. Chanot is Abba Shlish, Taisa said. But over here, Esri Gigo Basa Lekita, the Gemara gave a whole explanation why. And the Lakita took place in between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. So that's Machlokes B'Shamer B'Silva. He was Mesupik. Which way did the Silva say? And the second version was differently. The top line on Yudalan and Beis Yosef Reb Yudalan, not many B'Shamer B'Silva, but not the issue B'Shamer B'Silva. We know that din is like B'Silva. We know what B'Silva said, that it's Tu B'Shvat. It's a different story. There's a Machlokes HaTanoim. What's the Kovei? So we said there are four things that are covered by kidney, you go basa hashrosha, by yerik, you go basa lakita, by perisilin, you go basa chanota, and Tosis claims chanota is habo ashlish, and by tvu, you go basa habo ashlish. Fine, those are the four. And Tosis holds habo ashlish and chanota, the same thing, go basa the three. Okay, so peris or ilon. So esrig is the peris or ilon. So it says in the Mishnah, this nan, they quote the Mishnah, Esrig shavu lilam the gimel drachim. Shavu lilam, what are the gimel drachim? Orla and revai. So the Rishonim say not only orla and revai only applies to fruits and not to vegetables, doesn't apply to yerek, but to determine whether it's orla and revai, you go basar chanote. Esrig is peris, and you go basar chanote. So if the chanote took place, before Tu B'Shvat, it already was the third year. So the third year goes till Tu B'Shvat, till a couple of months after Rosh Hashanah. Then it still belongs to Orla. The Chanatah took place into the fourth year before Tu B'Shvat, then it has a din of Revai. It still has a din of Revai. So you go Basar Chat, not only that Oral and Revai are Noigan Esri, because Esri Geshova Le'ilon, but the Kaveya is like Ilon. The Kaveya is the Chanota, and for Shvi is also. Chanota determines whether it's Perish Shvi or not. The Chanota took place, Mishnas HaShemitah has a din of Perish Shvi, has Kedushit Perish Shvi, if not, not. However, Olyerek B'derech Echod, Shebishas Likitos is Sura. What your mafish, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Rani, that's determined by Basar Likita. So it's like an androgynous. Has some of the dinim, you go Basar Chanote, and some of the dinim, you go Basar Likita. So that's Divi Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Lezer disagrees, and he says, now ask Shavalil and Choldobi, even Benegea too, which Maisris Yimafish, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Rani, does it belong to the second year, the third year, the fourth year? You also go Basar Chanot. You don't go Basar Lakit. So these are the two shitas over here. Then the Gemara, Halacha Lamaisa, how do we paskin? So the Gemara has on the bottom of the next daf, Tezvav Amin Aleph, the last four lines, five lines from the bottom, Tanoihi Ditanya, the quote, Hatosefta, okay. Amar Rabbi Yossi Ditanya says, Avtulamas Heir, Avtulamas was an earlier Talmud Chacham, Mishum Chamisha Zikainim, he says in the name of earlier Tanan who lived in early generations, Esrik Acha Likitasa Lemaiser only. That's the same as Rabbi Gamliel. Esrik Shavalil, he go Basar Hanote with respect to the Tweedin, but he go Basar Likita with respect to Maisris. Esrik Acha Likita Lemaiser, Rabbi Sinan Nimna Busha Biyamru, and the Bez Nagorl floated around. The end of the Baisheni period to the Biznagol was Golsa Esa Sanhedrin, Golsa Sanhedrin. Esa Golias Golsa Sanhedrin. So a period of time they were in the city Usha. Usha, Shvam, Tzipari, Tiberia, all in the Galil of Eretz Yisrael. And then the Raman quotes the Gemara later in Rosh Hashanah that Losilavo and the Biznagol will reconvene. They will reconvene in the same place that they met last. That's why in the 1500s, most of the Rabbanim lived in Tzfat. They didn't live in Yerushalayim, even though the Mishnah in the end of the says a bigger mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim. But they wanted to live in Tzfat because they were hoping after the Spanish Inquisition and Portugal also, they said they kicked the Jews out. They thought maybe Mashiach is going to come. And the Gemara has a tradition in Erevin that Eliyahu Navi will appear to the Bez Nagadol the day before Mashiach arrives and he will identify who Mashiach is. So they were hoping maybe they'll give smicha. That's why they were motivated to make a chiddush smicha. Maybe they'll give smicha and they'll convene a Bez Nagadol and Eliyahu Navi will be able to come to the Bez Nagadol. So the last location where the Bez Nagadol was somewhere in the Galil. It wasn't in Yerushalayim. That's the Golis, Golsa, Sanhedrin. So these cities are all named each other. Usha, Tiberia, Tzipori, Shparam. They're all in the Galil. So that's why most of the Rabbanim lived in Tzfat at that time. They were hoping that they'll convene, they'll get smicha, they'll convene a Bez Nagadol, and Eliyahu Navi will come and notify them that Mashiach is coming tomorrow. So he says, when the Bez Nagadol was Bu'usha, they said, Acha Likitasa Bein Lamaisa Bein Lishviyas. So that's not really like either opinion here. Here the Rabbi Lezer says, the Gemara quotes Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer. So Blazer says, Esrik Shavalim Avchodor, even when you get to Maisris, also you go Basar Chanota. And Rabbi Gamliel says, you go the first time. Rabbi Gamliel says, you go Basar Chanota with respect to the three dinim, all the Revai and Shaviz, but with respect to Maisris, you go Basar Lekita. And these Chamishas, he came in the earlier generation, they said, Acha Lechitasa, Bein Lamaisa, Bein Lashviz. Both, yeah. Yeah, look in the Raman, there's an Asik in the Raman, exactly how the Raman paskin. How you supposed to paskin over here? Okay, so that's the second version of the story. That what? Second version is not an issue whether Beishama Bisil. No, he holds like Beishama. That Echad Beishvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis. And the Chanota was before Echad Beishvat, but the Lakita was after Echad B'Shvat. So that's the Shailet. Do you go when you get to Maisris? Do you say everything is Basar Chanata, so the Chanata took place before Tu B'Shvat, so it belongs to last year? Or do you say no? You follow Rabbi Gamliel. that you go basa lakita with respect to trumas and maisers. So whether you mafresh maiser sheni, maiser rani, that'll depend on when the lakita took place. So the Gemara said that was the machlokes. That was the machlokes. So Rabbi Yehuda, here the Gemara has it again. About halfway down the Yomid, about 20 lines down. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Amar, Lo Emirin, Bishan Yisrael Nog, Ba Lamin, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Blazer Nog, Ba Becha Bishvat, Kedei Shammai. He was like Bishammai, Echa Bishvat. Maybe his tradition was that Bishil would say like that. Otherwise, why did he follow Bishammai? And the Shaila was, whether you go Basa Chanota for everything, like Rabbi Blazer, so the Chanota was before Echa Bishvat, belongs to last year, or you go Basa Lekita, then you get the Mises. And then the third pshat, the Gemara has a third pshat and what the story was. Amar Abchani, Utem Rab Chananya, no, a totally different story. Hochabesuk, Shechon Tepe Roisav, Koidim Tu De'idach Shvat Askinan. My Shushai was the Chanata took place. Not that he holds like Bishamah. Why should he hold like Bishamah? Yechad Bishvat. No, he holds like Bishil, Tu Bishvat. He did the Lekita on Echad Bishvat. That's irrelevant. The fact that he did Rabbi Kiva, Maisa Rabbi Kiva, Shalike, Esr Becha Bishvat, that was Maisa Shoye Kachai, happened to be, the Mikra happened to be the first day of Shabbat. That's not part of the Shaila. Shaila was like this. The Chanata took place last year. If you leave apples on the tree, if you leave apples and pears or oranges on a tree from one year to the other, they'll get rotten. They'll fall down. They'll get ruined. If you leave an Esrig is Ador Milan and Mishana Lashan. You leave an asteroid longer, it just keeps on getting bigger, 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 bigger. It grows the size of a watermelon. It's like gigantic, like a pumpkin. I remember once a Talmud Chacham and Eretz Yisrael showed me his asteroid. He had to hold it with two hands. The Mishnah and Sukkot talks. But one of the Talmud had an asteroid, you have to hold it two hands. If you leave it on a tree longer, it grows longer. So the Chanata took place last year before Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is Vashana Leilons. And now he did the Lekita. Kept on growing and growing. He did the Lekita Echad Bishvat, but it's not that Echad Bishvat is irrelevant. The Chanata took place before Tu Bishvat last year, and the Lekita took place after Tu Bishvat of last year. It doesn't matter when. It could have taken place before Echad Bishvat, could have taken place after. That's irrelevant. It's just Maisa Shoya Kachaya is mentioned. So these are the three different versions of what was the story with Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. I'm not going to do the rest of the Gemara. You have the clause. The Shaila is, how do we paskin? That's the Shaila from the three sheetas. You have Rabbi Gamliel is the first sheet, Rabbi Lezer is the second sheet, and then the Chamisha Zigeinim, that there are two din, both Benegir to Shvius and Benegir to Mises. You go basa lakita. So which one do you pass on like? And is it a psak b'toras bada, b'toras sofek? So that's an issue in the Rambam, and the Nesi Kelim on the Rambam. That's issues. But maybe tomorrow, Belina, maybe we'll start with, and this here the Gemara has Aliyah, Maisach HaRuben is the Rabban. Tais is quoted already earlier. Maisach HaRuben is the Rabban. That was the Machloit, is the Rambam and the Rishainim. Tais and the Raiva took it. Maisach HaRuben is the Rabban, shows that all Peres are Ilan. All the Perisilah and the Rabban, only Zaysim and Novim had their Isa. The Rambam understood if Zaysim and Novim had their Isa, all Perisilah and the Rabban. Why is Boxer only the Rabban? So he said, this kind of Boxer is not basically Oymid Lachilah, so it's Michael Behem. Okay. So, Belinada, tomorrow I'd like to start at Zayin Amid Aleph. New topic. But we got to get a little bit Kiddush HaChodesh also. Kiddush HaChodesh, this goes about Aseres Meit Shuvah here. Then Kiddush HaChodesh starts, but still not. Yud Ches is going to be a whole sugya. Yud Ches on the base, Yud Ches on the mouth. It's all about Megillas Tainus, so we'll discuss that. That's an important topic. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue.
You say again, you said from Tosis about a baskol?
Yes. Tosis holds that you do listen to a baskol. You don't say Lo Bashamayim unless the baskol contradicts what Aloha says. That's what Tosis has one day. That's what. And the Rambam holds, you never listen to a baskol. You never follow a baskol.